Welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. In the closing weeks of summer, we're grabbing for every last scrap of the season that we can get. For instance, we did a show recently with John Craddock about the revival of White River, the cleanup that's been decades in the making, and the work on CSOs, sewer overflows, that still needs to be done. And you know, right after we did that, a guy started a big White River tubing party using Facebook to organize hundreds of people for a float down the river on inner tubes near Yorktown. Here's what it sounds like paddling a canoe on the White River. White River is a great recreational resource, and nobody knows that better than Robbie Meixel, owner of Canoe Country in Daleville. We talked with Robbie down at the river on a beautiful day with long shadows under the trees. In the waning days of summer, he talked about the reaction people have when they get out on the water.
They don't know really what to expect. When people come out, you know, they're coming out for the first time. I mean, we get people from Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, all over the state that, you know, come here to canoe. And a lot of them are avid canoers and they travel all over the place. So they know and they know what they enjoy, you know, and they really enjoy this river because of how scenic it is and how peaceful and how secluded that the river is. I mean, there's not a lot of development along the water, so you don't get a lot of traffic, which is nice because you don't hear the people, you don't hear the traffic, you don't hear that city noise. You're able to get out and enjoy nature and not have that hustle and bustle of life.
You get people out here and they've experienced other rivers. So what do people say about the White River?
I had people that came from northern Indiana that went on the Mongo River. They go up there all the time. They're from Fort Wayne area. They came down here a couple weeks ago because they were closed due to flooding. These ladies said, your river is just so much nicer, it's so much cleaner, a lot more trees and secluded and just a lot more rapids and a lot more twisting and turning to make it more fun and more adventurous than just, you know, paddling on a flat water or something that's more of a still running water. So
what do you get when you come out and spend time with the river?
It's just such a calming effect. I mean, just to be out on the water, to be out in nature, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but I mean, just stress and everyday worries, they just melt away. Just that serenity of listening to the birds and to the crickets and the cicadas and all that stuff. I mean, it's just stress relieving. It's just helps you get back to nature and enjoy life and really get back to what life was meant to be and just enjoy being out and enjoying life.
I love the story how you got a degree in business finance. You worked at a bank for a while, and you made a transition to this kind of life.
I have a bachelor's degree in financial management. I started off working in the data processing side of a bank in a building that had one window that you could look out, and that was about it. You know, sat behind a desk. I enjoyed what I did, but I just, you know, it just really wasn't that much fun. I mean, not that much fun to do, to sit behind a desk and, you know, push paper all the time. You know, I started doing this kind of as a fluke thing from a medical emergency from the former owners. They're the people that I bought it from, you know, and I went down to help out, and I've been doing it ever since. So
tell that story about the day that.
Okay. I was sitting at home on a weekend, and the previous owners, his father-in-law, who was probably in his maybe late 70s, early 80s, he drove a van from the river up to the office, transporting people back and forth. Well, that day he had a mild heart attack and they had to take him to the hospital. And my dad, you know, calls me up and says, get down here, we need you as fast as we can. And I've been there ever since.
If you were telling somebody who said, gee, I'd like to do that, take it, spend some time on the river, do you come in the morning? Do you?
You know, I have a lot of people that like to come. I mean, mornings are really nice because sometimes you can catch the deer out. You can also do that late at night. My wife and I have been, sometimes late in the evening is when we get to go because of having a business. You're there late. So when you get to go, it's, you know, 7-8 o'clock, just before dark. And then early in the morning, you'll catch the deer down by the river. And, you know, I've had my wife and I last summer when we went, As we're floating down, we had probably a yearling, probably not quite a bit, but it was a doe. And she would walk down to the river and she was getting a drink. She saw us coming and it kind of startled us. So she jumped up into the trees and we saw her. And then she just kind of walked down, you know, a couple hundred yards and walked back down into the water and got another drink. And then we got close to her. I mean, we did that for, you know, several hundred yards as she followed. She'd just walk out in front of us and walk down the river a little bit and get a drink. And to see nature, get to see the deer up close, it was just really awesome. I mean, how many people get to see a deer and have a deer follow them down? I mean, we get to do the same thing with the blue herons. I mean, the great blue herons that are on the river, there's hundreds of them that fly up and down the river. You know, I've watched them grab fish out of the river. You know, they'll be, you know, and then swallowing it whole or flying off with it. The thousands and thousands of turtles that are on this river, between soft shells and the snapper and the map turtles or painted, there's thousands of those things out there that, you know, they'll be sitting on a log and usually you're more scared, they're more scared of you. And as soon as they see you coming, you hear them plop off into the water and hear a big splash because they're jumping in. You know, that's the type of things you get to experience and the type of nature that you get to see out here. Just the enormous amount of animals. I mean, I've seen fish. I've had customers that have had fish jump in the boats with them as they're going down river. So, you know, that really freaks people out every once in a while. You have a fish jump in your boat with you. I mean, that's the type of experiences that you get.
Talk about the cleanliness and the pollution of the river formerly.
You know, when I was a kid, my grandpa would tell me stories of, you know, the steel mill in on the east side of Muncie, when they would, you could always tell when they would dump their, I don't know, their acid vats or whatever it was, I'm not real sure, they would dump them out into the river and it would turn the river a rusty red color, and all from the acidity and the acids. You know, he said you'd see the fish jumping out of the water and jumping up onto the banks trying to get out of it because it was burning, you know, their gills and probably their skin and all that stuff. You know, from that, you know, probably in the 60s and 70s, I'm not sure when, it was before I was born, I'm sure, to now where this river has recovered extremely well. I mean, the numbers of fish that has moved back in, I mean, it used to be with carp and your suckers was about the only thing in here, to where now this is one of the premier bass fishing sections of White River and one of the premier fishing rivers for smallmouth in the state.
Robbie Meixel, owner of Canoe Country, talking about the magic of floating down White River. We're thinking a lot about the river lately. Coming up, another sign of summer in small towns around Indiana. Have you seen the golf carts?
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
It's something you see in small towns seemingly all over the place. The people who have golf carts and drive them on the streets. We were in Fairmount, and everywhere we looked, folks were riding around town in golf carts, in the city park, in neighborhoods, up and down Main Street. This goes back a ways. A state law passed in 2009 allowed golf carts on local streets as long as the cities or towns pass an ordinance to allow them. Some places do allow them, many don't. In Fairmount, we stopped to talk with Kenny Wood, his wife and granddaughter, as they drove across the small town to the local park. Kenny's a manufacturer's rep, a salesman who markets kitchen cabinets. I wondered why he decided to get a golf cart.
Well, sitting many evenings on the porch watching people go by on golf carts, and it just seemed like after 6 o'clock, we were missing out on all the action, so to speak. So, I don't know, it was just one of those things where we said, well, maybe we ought to get a golf cart, you know, so we did.
A lot of people in town have golf carts?
Yeah, a lot of people in town have golf carts. Probably 500-600 people, probably, I would say. So, yeah, friends. I mean, it's kind of like the bikers thing. You know, they wave at you when they go by. You know, so we just figured it was a prerequisite to living here.
What's the advantage of having a golf cart?
You don't have to get in your car all the time. I mean, walking is great health, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you can hop in your golf cart and either go uptown, go to the park, go get some ice cream, you know, whatever you may want to do, and you don't have to get the vehicle out to do it. It's kind of like a moped, go-ped type of thing.
What's the attitude of people in town about the golf carts? Do they ever resent that you're in the road, or are they okay with that?
Haven't seen that yet. You know, I'm sure that there's some frustrations that may come along with owning a golf cart that way, but I think for the most part, everybody reads the policies and abides by the policies and the courtesies of the road. So for the most part that I see, there's been no complaints.
What do you have to do to be an owner? Can you just kind of walk us through, like, you know, what you pay for one, where you get it, how you register it, that sort of stuff?
Well, you can get them, obviously, about just about anywhere, but I purchased mine in Gas City from Jim Bowman, Bowman's Toppers, and he had the accessories to doll it up with the tires and the lift kit and the wheels. If you purchase a golf cart, you must be financially responsible for it as well. It's no different than anything else. So you do have to insure it. It costs me, I think, $100 a year to insure a golf cart. And then you do have to have a permit to ride the streets, and all everything still applies just like an automobile. So you have to be courteous that way. And the permit's $15. That's per year. So I'll have to re-register next year and be glad to give him my $15. So,
what's it like riding around in a golf cart?
It's pretty fun. I mean, it's relaxing, breezy, hot sometimes, you never know, you know, but it's a good way to get out and camaraderie with your friends and things like that too.
Tell me about a time when I'm guessing Saturday mornings or Saturday evening, and I think you said actually in the evenings. So describe for us what it's like around here.
About 6 o'clock in the evening, probably right after dinner. It just seems like everybody hops on their golf cart and takes a spin, you know. See what everybody else is doing, I reckon. Be neighborly nibs, I reckon. But, I mean, it's just a good way to get around town, see some of the things.
And for people who've not been to Fairmount, could you talk about Fairmount a little bit? Describe Fairmount, what it's like, and, you know, for people who've not been here.
It's a small town atmosphere. A lot of history in the town. We're losing the high school. Of course, it's falling down, and that's been a piece of history in Fairmount for years. James Dean obviously brings a lot to the town. Garfield brings a lot to the town, you know. So we do have some history involved in the town. Mine's been of that growing up here, so being born and raised here, as well as my wife. It's kind of like a Mayberry type setting, you know, where everybody kind of knows everybody. And I know your kids and your grandkids now, and, you know, I went to school with your grandpa, but just a nice, quiet, little town, Midwest town. It's a nice place to enjoy yourself.
Can you think of a time, can you tell me a story about living here that kind of illustrates that, you know, hey, one time?
Well, I can tell you, I grew up in that church right across the street. Living here at my place and now looking at the church I went grew up in as a child, how things have changed growing up when we were kids here and how it's evolved, it's still pretty much the same. I mean, that's why we kind of moved back here, is because we want a little bit of the peace and quiet in a small town again.
I know you've already answered this, but how did you come about wanting a golf cart?
I guess I got tired of seeing everybody else driving one. I didn't want to take the plunge. I'd have much rather. There was a boat on the line for this thing, and I could have owned a boat, but I own a golf cart now. So it just made it a little bit more. We wanted to be more accessible around town, you know, whether it be meeting our friends or going to visit somebody or something like that. It's just a better way to be accessible. So I was like, well, I'll do it too. I'll buy a golf cart.
Is there a place where everybody goes or something? I mean, is there a...
Not necessarily. I don't think that there... I haven't found that yet, if there is. We go to the park a lot just because it's nice up there, but no, I haven't found a gathering spot for golf carts yet, no.
Describe what you'd see. Somebody comes here to visit and how they'd see these things around.
Well, you'd see them... I mean, we do have the capability of driving them down Main Street, so with the mirrors to be able to help us see if we've got traffic behind us. But yeah, I mean, if somebody can afford a golf cart, they're probably going to buy a golf cart. I mean, that's just how it is. They've made a market for them, and they're taking really good advantage of it.
On the road again. That's Kenny Wood, who moved back to his hometown of Fairmount and, like lots of other people around town, bought a golf cart to get around in. You may have seen this in small towns, the people who ride carts. Kenny says hundreds of permits have been sold in Fairmount, and when we were in town to shoot a James Dean story, we saw them all over the place. Seems like maybe an energy-saving idea. Maybe people get out and talk to their neighbors more when they're tooling around. What do you think?
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Taking some time this show to talk about something you wouldn't see in many places around the state, but you do see in some smaller towns, the people who ride golf carts around town. In Fairmount, we saw them all over the place. We wondered what other drivers think about all this, so we ended up talking with Heather Reno, driving a giant SUV.
We have tons of golf carts in here. I think everybody in town has a golf cart. I used to live in Gaston, and there were several people that had golf carts, but I think Fairmount has more golf carts per capita than any other small town in Indiana. There's a bunch.
Do people like them?
Love them. As soon as the weather breaks, you see them out. Everybody. They start rolling out.
They ever annoy people?
I don't know anybody that gets annoyed by them because most of them have them. Almost everybody has one. We've got one.
And it kind of fits in with small town life.
It does. It's easier to... We're a big enough town that you don't necessarily want to walk uptown, but you just jump on your golf cart and you go.
Hey, can you tell me a story about using your golf cart? What's that like?
We have a property over on the other end of town, and yeah, the kids need something to drink, or we're down there working, and like I said, we just jump in, run up. The kids love it. It's fun. It's, you know, moves a little bit faster than walking. They like a little faster than riding their bikes. You know, they like to ride their bikes, but getting on the golf cart, you know, you can honk and wave and shout out to people and wave at your neighbors and your friends.
We talked with Gordon Hoheimer and his wife sitting in their golf cart on Fairmount's Main Street.
My name is Gordon Hoheimer. I retired from GM after 33 years.
Tell us about golf carts in Fairmount.
Well, you know, for a long time, we kind of reneged about getting one, but then when we seen everybody getting one, we thought, well, we better get in line too. We've had two of them. First one didn't work out too good, so we went and got us another.
What do people do with their golf carts?
Usually just ride around Fairmount in the evenings when it's nice and sun's going down. Then we ride out to the old high school ever so often to see how much that's left out there.
That's where you went to high school?
That's where I went to high school. That's where we went to high school, yeah.
At the same time as James Dean?
Yes. I'll tell you a little story about James Dean. We played football at noon hour, you know, go out and James Dean didn't play with us, but just one day he come out and he was on my team. And he looked at me and he said, "Can you catch a football?" And I said, "Yeah." So he was a quarterback naturally, a senior. He threw the ball and I dropped it. That was it. That was my claim to fame with James Dean.
Golf carts fit in a place like Fairmount.
Yes, we have no restrictions. We can go down any street in town. We just have to be polite, you know, and courteous. Watch your, you know, everything you do. So
there's golf cart etiquette.
Yes, it's up to the individual, but it's yes, you should have that.
What are some of the things a polite golf cart driver should do?
Well, I drive with my mirror a lot, and when I see cars coming up behind us, I just get over, because that way they don't like to drive 10 miles an hour very well.
But a golf cart fits in well with small town life.
It does. We can drive from here to the other side of town and go see our son and my sisters. They all live here in town, and We drive out to the cemetery once in a while. You know, we can get out there without getting on the highway. So we do that once in a while and go out there.
Did it take some getting used to?
No, it's just like riding a bicycle.
Just talk about, for people who've not been to Fairmount, what it's like.
A lot of people, when they come to Fairmount, they end up moving to Fairmount.
You just saw this guy that walked up here? He moved here from Georgia.
He come here for the festival and liked our little town so much. We got a friend from Australia that bought a home here in Fairmount. And he entertains people during the James Dean, and before and after people come in, and he comes in and stays for 2 or 3 weeks.
So it's not unknown of for people to come here and visit Fairmount and decide to move here.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
You know, it's just quiet. I guess I can't, you know, now for a long time, of course she's lived in Fairmount her whole life, and she thought she'd always like to get out of Fairmount. But she never did, and she's glad now that she didn't.
Tell me about being the king and queen of just...
Well, you know, somebody we don't know who did it nominated us. And we kept, so that's how we was nominated and voted year before last. And every year they have the king and queen, and somebody nominates somebody, an older couple. And
king and queen of the festival.
Of the festival, yeah. And then we get to go on a, then we get to go riding a convertible around town and wave at people.
How's Fairmount different?
Well, we have a real friendly population that welcomes guests into our little town, and I think that must be the reason, because people come back, and you know, we have nothing really in downtown to it. It's the people, I think, that draws people in.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Gordon Hoheimer and his wife Roberta and their golf cart on Main Street in Fairmount, where they tell us hundreds of people have carts and use them instead of cars to make short trips. Interesting to see, you know, a slice of life in a place that gets attention this year because of the James Dean Festival at the end of September. I've heard that before about Fairmount, that some people visit and end up staying. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Doman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flexsteel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.